Hey Gratitude Seeker, welcome to our second episode of this series, Setting Fulfilling Goals for 2018. Our topic for today is money. Like I said in the previous episode, it's important for us to integrate not just the exact sum, but what's behind it. For instance, you might say that you want to become a millionaire this year. Why do you want to become a millionaire? What do you think that will bring in your life? Or you might say that you want to increase your income by, 50% or 100% or something like this. It's important also to know why. Because we as human beings usually are motivated much more by the emotional than the rational. So if you want, let's say, if you want to increase your income, it's important to know why you want that and what you will do with the excess income that you will receive every month. Or like I said, if you want to become a millionaire, why would you like that? Maybe it's because you would like to help your family more, or help with the mortgage, or I don't know what your reasons might be, but it's very important for us to look at that as well. Because we might achieve a specific goal, and maybe for instance when it comes to money, we earn $1 million, but we also have $999,000 in expenses, and when it comes to the end result, you actually only have $1,000 to spare, and that's not really that much, isn't it? Or you might achieve the goal, have that particular amount of money, and you might need to pay for something that you didn't think about, and like expenses sometimes appear out of nowhere. And even though you would have that particular sum of money, you might still feel unfulfilled, you might still feel unhappy, even though you got the objective, the goal. So think about the three main goals that you have for 2018. It may be that you want to earn more money. It's also important to be as specific as possible, like 10%, 20%. 50, 100, and also to write down your why and how that will make you feel. Let's say that I want to earn $5,000 every month as my money, so after tax, the money that I get in my hand each and every month. That's also important to be specific. I would like to earn this money because I want to feel secure from a financial point of view. I want to have the money and flexibility to work on passion projects. This sum would help me have enough so I can deposit money into my savings account and also have a certain percentage for investments for the future. So basically the feeling that is behind that sum of money is security, flexibility, freedom. And I'm just giving you an example, a random example, and I hope that this will help you understand how this works and how you can apply it in your own life. And as the formula for setting the particular goal is something like this. I'm grateful now that I feel secure, that I can work on my passion projects, and that I can have the freedom of choice when it comes to buying things or to pay for the things that I need on a daily basis, thanks to this income of $5,000 a month. So what are your three financial goals for 2018? Is it a specific monthly income, a specific increase in pay, a specific donation percentage, a specific investment percentage or sum? Is it a specific sum that you would like to give to your parents, to your grandparents, to your children, to your grandchildren? Write it down and don't forget to ask yourself why. Because you want to have the objective but also have the fuel to make it happen. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope that you will have an amazing day. Oh, and if you really like the episode, I would really, really appreciate it if you would share it with your family, with your friends, and help them reach fulfilling goals that make sense for their life and that make for a great 2018.